This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Rouse.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Crimson Death Mists.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Would this be cool if it wasn't for the next entry? Stay tuned next time to find out.
Yeah, next week. They're not similar enough that we can put them in the same entry, but they are so similar that you're going to hear a lot of repeated details.
I feel like they probably are similar enough, but it's fine that we didn't. Yeah. Like they're pretty similar. Like this is bad.
Yeah, this is a bad distinction.
Yeah. and it's aware of it too, which we'll talk about next week.
Of course.
So this is the Crimson Death Mist, or Mist, Crimson Death, as if we're going to get we do get two different mists. They're just very similar mists.
Right, yeah.
So this is a malevolent vapor. Not like the malevolent vapor that hangs outside my apartment and just asks me for money every time I pass, but...
just a cloud of fucking raspberry.
Yeah,
it smells like castorum. Come on.
You're smoking your dessert.
Yeah, it's so it is a malevolent vapor that is vaguely humanoid and goes around. Is this the one that takes blood?
They both take blood.
Okay, they both take blood. Okay.
Yeah, they're remarkably similar. they both take blood. It walks around, it gets hungry, and it absorbs blood from people that surrounds with like little tenderly vaporous tentacles.
Yes.
And then as it does so, it turns red. The mist turns red.
Yeah.
So you can see in one of the stupidest sentences in this book, you can see it with normal vision or infravision. Infravision is supposed to be an upgrade.
Yes.
Like you shouldn't have something like, you know, you can just say you can see it with normal vision and it can be assumed that you can see it with infravision because nothing just has infravision and doesn't have normal vision, I don't think.
Right. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I was thinking, maybe there might be something that is technically visible, but its heat signature is masked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but a dwarf can see things outside of the infrared spectrum. So
yeah. Dwarves can just see as well. Yeah. So it's just a real silly detail.
So we're not just talking about the predator.
It's weird because you'd think that there would be like a predator vision, but if that's a true case, like, I mean, there might be an entry somewhere in here that says like it has infravision, but can't see normally, but I don't remember seeing it ever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's a distinction that doesn't need to be made. You would make that distinction if it actually bucked the normal, hierarchy.
Yes.
And this thing, it really doesn't need to be vaporous because it can just decide, hey, I want to be solid enough to pick things up. And it just manufactures some kind of corporeality out of levitation spells.
Yes. Yeah. It can just like levitate things. And the more bloody it gets, like the worse it gets. It becomes like a real slow, sleepy boy.
Yeah.
It's like all these things are like Thanksgiving mists where like they've had enough tryptophan that like they can no longer like scoot, you know?
So the only thing about this that approaches being interesting is the possible origins, right? Hey, maybe this is what happens when a vampire dies. Maybe this is what would eventually become of a vampire. Like this is the vampire's soul, and if you could reunite them, then maybe they would both go away. Stuff like that. Like you could play with this. Like they're giving you like misdirections if you want to use them.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, you know, and like maybe it's just an evil air elemental,
which is the lamest of these because they're all dicks.
I feel like that whole thing is belied by the next entry.
Yeah.
Where there's like literally a vampiric mist. So both the potential origins for this that it has to do with vampires are kind of like, undermined by the next entry.
Both of these feel like they maybe came from like Ravenloft Supplement 1 and Ravenloft Supplement 2. And they didn't like collate them. One of these should be a sub entry in the other.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot else. These guys, they live in tree trunks and shit.
Yeah.
Where they keep treasure to kind of like bargain. So at least they're intelligent enough to like be able to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a broad categorization you can do with monsters in this. Like ones that you can talk and commute and bargain with, and ones you can't. And the ones you can bargain with are always more interesting.
Yeah. They're not smart enough to avoid being caught in a Rubbermaid container.
No. No. And especially if you get the right kind that they can't eat through. You know, if you listen to Walt. Otherwise, like, you can take this thing. That's the other cool hook to this, is that you take one and you label it like a djinn, you know, or like this is a mist of elvenkind or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have this kind of mimic.
Oops,
this,
your like, blood's gone. Mimic.
Yeah. Oops, no blood. You know, taking all your blood, which like I'm down for having your blood taken.
Of course.
You know, as a general, like desiccating a person, I'm always down with.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I really should have combined these, shouldn't I? Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.